Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
A couple of beer leaguers
with outrageous flow.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to the casino since I got kicked out.
You gotta get that fixed.
We're gonna bet so many overs.
Yeah! You're listening to the Hockey Dudes.
Soy dudes. We're back with another epi. This time it's a bonus epi, trying to get this one in before the puck drops tonight. Coats versus Bolts. Over under is at 6. You know we're going to be betting the over on that one. I believe Elvis Merzlikins is making his first start tonight. But first of all, I'd like to welcome in a couple guests. Tommy, the full-time co-host of this pod, is here. Tom, what's going on?
Not much. Just watching the Indians in a 2-2 ball game right now.
It's tight. It's tight, isn't
tight.
It?
I hate it.
Oh man, but you also love to be in it though. Let's be honest.
Yes, we are in it.
You are in the Bronx right now, and you are very much alive. I mean, I don't know which more you can really ask for out of your ball team. Like, you know, they started
more alive than Tuesday.
More alive than Tuesday. You started down 2-0 after a first inning bomb by Stanton, but hey, you guys are standing tall. And then the other guest we got in is our very own Colorado correspondent, is what we refer to him as. He is in Colorado, but he is responding correctly, if you will. Slopes, what's going on, man?
Not much. Happy to be on. I feel like this has been a long time coming.
Has been a long time coming. And Slopes, I haven't gotten a chance to pick your brain, and I saw your post-game Slopes notes. What's your Twitter real quickly for people to check out post-game Slopes notes? You can also just follow the Hockey Dudes. We'll retweet them, but shout out your Twitter.
Yeah, I got. It's loudandproud00. So a little cheesy, but it is what it is.
He's loud and he is proud. And you watch that first game, obviously a brutal loss. And I'm going to ask both you guys just your takeaway from that first game. One, Patrick Laine obviously gets the goal, gets hurt, but just a brutal way to start the season with that news and with that loss. Kind of feels like that one loss was worth 5, but Slopes, just what did you see?
Yeah, it was tough. We started off looking really good, like the first period and a half. I thought we were hanging with them. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league right now. So it really took a downhill. Honestly, I mean, it was the injury on top of the no goal from Cole Sillinger. That offsides call was brutal. Beautiful goal, though. And then it was just deflated us really quickly, and it just went downhill from there.
Tom, what did you think from the game, from what you caught?
Like as Slopes said, I thought we were right in there for the first period, a half or so. We came out in the second period, got the early goal. Laine getting hurt was tough, but I honestly think it's a win. He's only out for 3 to 4 weeks. October's usually the month they play the least amount of games in. So if he's just going to miss October, I think we can get away with that. And then Carolina just knows how to roll all four lines at you for the whole game. So they use that to their advantage, and you could tell that in the third period.
Yeah, absolutely. And you forgot to mention on that goal that was called offsides out of Cole Sillinger, he absolutely undressed Brett Burns, which feels pretty good to, you know, undress a vet like that right at the blue line. Luckily, he got away with the fact that it wasn't a goal, but we all remember it in our heads. That's what it counts for, to say the least. And yeah, Patrick Laine being out, tough. Hopefully they can have him back by November 4th when the Jackets go to Finland. I saw that. I was like, honestly, he could be good to go tonight, but I'm kind of happy if they're just like, hey, 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to sit him out just so we can make sure he is on the ice for his game in his hometown, right? Like, he will be back for that game, correct? Like, no doubt out of your guys' minds?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he'll beat it. Even if he's not 100%, which sounds like he will be, I think he'll pull it out just because it's hometown. He's got to be there.
Slopes, what percent is he at right now?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm not a doctor by any means. So it looked like an elbow hyperextension, which I've heard of people playing through that. But
I just see number Slopes. What percent is he at?
Percent? I'm going to say
68.
Definitely above 50. I'm going to say 70%, okay. I think.
I'm totally tweeting this out. Slopes says he's at 70% right now. That's perfect. No, we'll keep track of that. We'll keep track of that, or we'll have Slopes keep track of what percent Patrick Laine is at, and he'll let us know when he is at 100% for sure. I love that.
I'm not a doctor, though.
He's not a doctor.
Every game report, you have to put in what percent he's at.
Yes. An update.
All right, I got you.
That's amazing. Unbelievable. All right, so that's Slopes right there. That's the great work he brings to the table. Jackets, big game tonight, obviously. First one at the home building in the Schwide. It's who you looking to step up, guys? I mean, I'm thinking of the top prospects. I'm thinking of Johnny Hockey needs to step up. Zach Arensky needs to get some soldiers. And Elvis has to play good, but just your guys' take on who needs to step up tonight to beat the Bolts and make the Bolts be 0-2 to start the year. That'd feel pretty good.
I want to see Kent Johnson get flying around since he got called up. Let's see it, kid.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. I think Chinnikov needs to step into that shooter role. I think now that we don't have Line A and Dorstrand's gone, obviously. I have high expectations for him. And I think our defense just needs to step up a little bit. I mean, in my opinion, I wouldn't say they were god awful last game. Obviously 4-1 isn't pretty, but, Jack can't be making those turnovers.
Yeah. We need less slack Roslovic and more Jack Roslovic.
He was a pizza maker.
Jeez. Brutal. Yeah. Jack and Doe's pizza out here. Brutal. All right, so to move on, let's just, we'll keep this one short and sweet. Three keys to victory tonight. We will each give one out here. I got to think of mine for a second. I think I know what it is. You guys both agree we're going to need some offense tonight?
Right? 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, My key is you don't need to make every pass, but make the key passes.
Key passes, yeah. You don't have to catch all the passes, but catch the key ones.
Yeah, catch the key ones.
Yeah. You ready, Slopes?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with. I don't know the statistics on it, but Braden Point kills us every time he comes. So I'm going to say shut down the studs. Point, Kucherov, shut them down.
Easy. Easier said than done. Shut down the studs. My third one is, again, we all need offense tonight. I'm on the over. Activate Goose's backhand sauce. Let's activate that tonight. I need to see all the backhand sauce out of Goose Nyquist. I want this to be a big Goose Nyquist game. I want him to have a sneaky two apples tonight. Like, that feels like a big Gus Nyquist game, right?
Two apples would be probably the best game of his career.
Yeah, and one of them just, like, backhand sauce to Boone Jenner Tappins. what I mean?
That dude loves freaking tapping in that puck so much.
Dude, him going after Freddie Anderson at the end of that whistle the other night was uncalled for.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you guys.
Oh, please.
It's kind of something my family and I do. Who's the first Jacket to score a goal tonight?
Well, I'm 1-0 on this, so...
You are.
Yeah, I'm 1-0 on this, so I'll keep it going. The first Jacket to score tonight is going to be Adam Boqvist.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually my number two.
Okay. Well, he's my number one, so.
I'm going Mr. Tippin himself, the captain, Boone Jenner.
Boone Jenner, Tappins. Oh, my. Tippins and Tappins.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my boy Chinnikov. He's gonna get the first one tonight. First goal of the game.
We need to see it, right, boys? We need to see the better effort in those second, third, and fourth lines. Can't just be the top line buzzing. Johnny Ham and Cheese was playing both ways well yesterday. You can expect that out of him. But we need to get all the lines buzzing, not just them. And we also, less pizzas out of the D zone. Tommy, they look like freaking us trying to get out of the D zone last night, man, or two nights ago. Just so many just bad passes and divvying it up to themselves. And Tommy, as a guy who hasn't played D in a few weeks now, you feel like you're the most removed away from it, so you can accurately depict what they need to do. Pretend like Adam Boqvist and Gavrikov and Rensky are listening right now. What would you tell them?
I would say keep your head up and just bang it off the boards.
Bang it off the freaking boards tonight. That might be the bonus one. Just bang it off the boards. Damn. All right, this was a great session, boys. I thank you very much for coming along, joining me on my journey here as we get ready for this Coats game. Got to put this one up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Let's win one.
Let's win one. That's a great way to go out, Tom. Don't, because you can't.
The home opener.
Yeah, let's win one. All right, I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Yep. See you, Tom.
Tell your dog.
That's just great stuff out of those dudes. I really appreciate those guys coming on. It is a Blue Jackets game day, and I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, talk about some other games going on around the league. And that's pretty much it. We'll get you out of here on this Friday.
This show is a real clapper to the pillows.
Just let me be and let me play the hockey.
You're listening to the Hockey Dudes.
All right, back from a little break. And let's talk about some of these games going on tonight. We got, obviously, Jackets Coats. Man, I am so excited. Jackets hosting the Lightning, that is. Coats big-time dogs in this one. I'm not going to take the Coats money line. I think there are some things missing on this team right now. From before I can sit here and say with a firm... with firm confidence that this Jackets team can go out and beat some of the best teams in the league. I would never get to that point right now. There's just absolutely no reason for me to go there, especially with Patrick Laine being hurt. He's this, you know, the number two on this team of what we thought was going to be a 1-2 punch. And we just have the one tonight, and I hope he gets some points. I expect him to get some points tonight, Johnny Gaudreau I'm talking about. But for the most part, I don't know. I can't say that he's going to. It's only game two. He's still got to figure out playing with everybody, and they are playing a pretty damn good team tonight. So I'm going to be smart and just bet the over. I just think rooting for goals will be fun, and I think the Jackets could easily lose this game 5-2. That's just me being completely honest. I think this team has a lot of work. Also at 7 o'clock tonight, we got the Canadiens and the Red Wings. The Red Wings favorites at home, even though the Canadiens are 1-0 to start the year. Cole Caulfield getting his year going with two Genos. I like this Red Wings team. I think they're in a similar situation as the Jackets. They are, except they've been in their situation longer. Just a team that's been looking up. They're just a team that's been looking up. They got Steve Yzerman, the guy that built the Tampa Bay Lightning's dynasty-worthy team. He's trying to do the same thing with Detroit, and I just don't know if it's going to catch on this year or not. You see Moritz Seider and Lucas Raymond. You love those guys, and they definitely are futures of the program. But I'm going to be paying attention to this one. I'm going to be paying attention to the Red Wings, seeing how they come out to start this year. Year two of Moritz Seider coming off winning the Calder. Should be interesting. Should be really exciting. 8 o'clock, Rangers-Jets. Rangers off to a good start. Artemi Panarin's buzzing. He's got a goal and 4 apples and 5 points in 2 games. One big win against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Another 7-3 win over the Wild in Minnesota. They go from Minnesota to Manitoba up to play the Jets. I'm probably going to roll with the Rangers on this one. No reason for me to not think the Rangers are going to continue to be and stay hot. I like the Rangers. like the Rangers going up to Manitoba. Plus, they got the better goalie, in my personal opinion. I don't think that one's up for debate either. 10:30, the Hurricanes, 1-0 Hurricanes, going out to the San Jose Sharks. The Sharks are 0-2. The Sharks are right back to being just poop. They did play the Predators out over in Europe. I forget where that game was at. I'm sorry. Those are their two losses on the year. But for the most part, I'm not expecting San Jose to all of a sudden make a miraculous return to glory here. So there's a little parlay for you. How about that? We'll go Coats over 6, Red Wings money line, Rangers money line, Hurricanes money line. We'll plug that one into our machine, send you guys out of here. Tommy just texted me, by the way, he will be in the Schwide tonight. So if you are making your way out to the Schwide, you can find a wild Thomas Barfi just strumming around, just who the hell knows what he's doing. But he's going to be out there. He's going to be buzzing. I wish I was out there. I wish I was going to be buzzing. I'm back here at the Fan helping out on the high school football broadcast, making sure that those guys get everything straightened out. But I will be paying vivid attention to this game. There's no question about it. I'm excited for people to get back in the Schwide and that barn to get buzzing. Should be really, 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 really extremely exciting. Sorry, I'm just stalling because I'm just trying to put in this parlay here. Here is what that pays out for you. A smooth 9-1 odds on the Red Wings, Hurricanes, Rangers winners, and then over 6 in this Colts versus Bolts game. That pretty much does it for me. I mean, like I said, I'm hammering the over tonight. I'm going to hammer Jackets overs all year. I appreciate you guys for coming back and listening to this thing, giving us a second chance as always. Thank you for Tom for joining me, for calling in. He's been a busy guy, but we'll make sure we both hop in the stew, be it the new stew or the fan stew sometime soon, to record another podcast. Slopes, our Colorado correspondent, will always be at the other end. Make sure to follow him at, I don't remember what his handle is, just rewind, I guess, to figure that one out. But other than that, go Coats. Let's go Coats 5-4 tonight. That's my official prediction. Going to predict the Coats win, Coats 5-4, even though I think it's going to be an uphill battle. Can't leave without predicting a Coats win. Coats 5-4, overhits, parlay, smashes. Tell your dog.